Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, it's written that devotee, if he wants to practice bhakti, he shouldn't be too attached and too detached.
That's verse 11th canto.
Too renounced and too detached. So where is this balance for practice?
There's a verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, which is, it's actually a verse from the 11th canto Bhagavatam, that to practice bhakti bhajan, one shouldn't be too renounced or too attached to material enjoyment. In other words, one should be a regular Joe, a regular person. So what does this mean? It means if you're too detached, you'll take up a stanga yoga. You're too detached, the heart becomes hard because you do too many austerities, and your heart becomes hard, and you can't appreciate the sentiments of devotion. As if you're too detached. And if you're too attached to material enjoyment, you can't follow the basic principle, you can't control your senses. Vajravega, Manasakravega. Without sense control, and the ultimate sense to control is the mind. If the mind is not controlled, you can't attain success in any yoga, especially bhakti yoga. Because if a person is too attached to material enjoyment, that's good in a sense, if he's not too attached. But if he's attached, part of material enjoyment means love, loving dealings. Material enjoyment means enjoying friendship with friends, enjoying love with lovers, enjoying your mother and father, or being a mother and father. This is all part of material enjoyment. Eating together, playing together, all kinds of things together with human beings, that's called material enjoyment. So if you're a normal person and like relationships and like to enjoy it different ways, it becomes easier for you to take up bhakti because everything is the same, only transcendental. Your relationships are all with Krishna and his eternal associates. So the same tendency to enjoy materially, you direct it to Krishna, make Krishna the object of your enjoyment or your pleasure by pleasing and satisfying Krishna. We enjoy secondarily, not primarily. And materialist enjoys primarily, we enjoy secondarily. Like a materialist, he eats anything he wants or she wants anytime. But a spiritualist only eats what Krishna likes to eat, and secondarily. First Krishna eats, then we take prasad. We enjoy only prasad, not directly. Krishna's the bhoktaram. He's the enjoyer, and we're the secondary enjoyers. We're sharing. Krishna's the original sharer. He enjoys and he shares with us. It's called remnants, prasad, mercy, kripa. So if you're a regular person, you become a very good bhakti. Because you know how to love. You know how to love, you know how to feel. But if you're too detached, you don't know how to feel, you don't know how to love. If you're too attached, you can't give up material enjoyment. That's the unfortunate condition of most people in the material world. They're too attached to material enjoyment. They're not intelligent enough to control their senses because they haven't got the mercy of a Vaishnava where they become enchanted and captivated by Krishna's beautiful name, form, qualities, and pastime. So what to do if you're in that position? Keep trying. Because once enchantment happens, once you get captivated and attracted, then you're on your way to perfection. Until that, you suffer. So that's why the Bhagavatam has a special power in the Bhagavatam to transform minds and consciousness. Krishna disappeared at the beginning of Kali Yuga, but he reappeared. Where he reappeared? Huh?
Chaitanya?
What did he say?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Oh, not counting Lord Chaitanya.
Oh, okay.
Before that also. Krishna Svato Mahapagate, Krishna Purnasa Bhagavatam. So what does it mean? It means if you study the Bhagavatam every day, submissively and sincerely, without fail, Krishna will give you mercy to become a devotee. That's the power of Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami was an impersonalist, and by Bhagavatam became a lover of Radharani. He was absorbed in Brahman. He's a Brahmavadi, Sukadeva Goswami. He heard the Bhagavatam, he became a lover of Radharani. It's the power of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is direct association with Krishna. It's Krishna's body, it's Krishna's bhav. Everything is there in Bhagavatam. But we don't take it seriously. That's a lot of love. We're following, we don't know anything about Raghunatha Bhakti without Lord Chaitanya. That's his Goswami. What do they do every day? They read the Bhagavatam. The eight mantras read the Bhagavatam every day. Okay, commentaries on the Bhagavatam. Sandarvas. So we're more advanced than Rupa Manjari, Tulsi Manjari. We say we're following Tulsi Manjari, Rupa Manjari. But they didn't just write Vilav Krishna Manjari, they also study Bhagavatam every day. Don't be a bigger Rupa Manjari than Rupa Manjari. My Gurudev was a Bhagavad Acharya. He knew that he had to memorize the Bhagavatam, 18,000 slogans. It's not a joke. That's Sikh Brahmacharya's whole life in Brahman. Brilliant person. So I don't know what the word.